We're having a quick class on the funeral procession and the Nichum Avedim, comforting those who are in mourning. And we'll try to cover as much as we can that's relevant to us today. And please feel free to ask questions as we go along. We were blessed. God made us very special. We're human beings. We were given a neshama, and that is a special gift. And it's not only a gift that I have my neshama, but it's a gift to me that you have your neshama. And it's a gift to me that there are human beings around me that were also blessed to be human, to have a neshama. And when a person's neshama leaves, departs, so we've lost some of the blessing that we had until now. There's one less person here. And we have to take note. It doesn't just pass like a branch falls off a tree, or a wild animal dies out in the woods, or a cat here in the street, but rather, this was a person who passed away. And we have to take note. And the levels of taking note are different for different people. Obviously, you can have a society where you have 100,000 people here in Jerusalem. You're doing every day 15 times, because on average, we expect that a certain amount of people are going to die every day. So we break it down. Anyone who's standing there when a person passes away must tear his shirt, must do kriya. The person is present when the neshama leaves. That's irrelevant of whether that person is relative or not. If he's there, he has to do kriya. The person's own relatives, father, mother, son, daughter, sister, brother, wife, they also have to do kriya. They also have to tear their shirt. That's one thing of mourning. Then we prepare the body to be buried. It's given over to the Chevra Kedisha. We have set people in the community who clean out the body and put on what we wear, the kittel, special white garment, and the body gets prepared to be buried. And then, as soon as possible, we bury the person. The Torah, as soon as possible, we bury the person out of respect to the corpse, out of respect to God. God says, the man died, you should try to bury him right away, don't leave him overnight. So when it's at all feasible, we try to bury a person right away. Now when we bury a person, we have a procession called the Levaya. Levaya literally means accompaniment. And what we do is, on any normal weekday, we bring the body. The body is there in its casket or on the stretcher, and we first eulogize the person. And eulogizing the person is recounting the person's good deeds, the difficulties the person had to put up with, the things the person accomplished in his lifetime, and the loss of the fact that the person has left us. And when we eulogize the person, we're supposed to bring people to tears. It's part of honoring the person that he passed away. That's why you take note that the person passed away. The main point of the eulogy are the tears people shed, be it the one who's giving the eulogy or others, over the person that passed away. Our sages teach us that God says when a righteous person passed away, so if a person sheds tears over it, then God says, I'll forgive him for his sins. And if a person does not, so then God says, I'll punish the person for that. We're expected to take note if a righteous person passes away. Yeah.
What if these eulogies and liars don't understand, so that's bringing to tears?
Oh, so what can you do? You don't have to be brought to tears from the eulogy. It could be in your own room a person sheds a tear. We had over here a student who I didn't know. I knew his family, who was retarded. He had a slight retardation. And he passed away 2 months ago. And when I went to visit the father, Shiva, because I knew the father, just hearing the stories brought me to tears. You see, you hear about such a person who had such challenges in his life and overcame those challenges. He was Bal Kori here. He read in the Torah. He did many, many things that people who don't have his challenges don't do. And you hear how this person suffered and ended up losing his life. That hurts. In Judaism, we don't expect the person to be gruff and never shed a tear. Quite the contrary, we expect the person to have feelings and feel for other people. When the eulogies are given, so obviously we have to be respectful. We don't have to come dressed in Shabbos clothes. We come in any clothes we own. Usually people come in weekday clothes. However you're dressed, that's how you come. The levaya, the procession of accompanying the person to the grave, so Yekis have the custom that they don't accompany into the graveyard. So long as one's own parents are alive, he doesn't enter a graveyard. That's the Yeki custom. But again, it's a custom. You don't have to go crazy over it. I was once, that's my custom. I never entered a graveyard because thank God I had both my parents alive. And then I was once at Olivar where they didn't have a minion. No, we need you for a minion. What am I going to tell them? No, my custom is not to enter a graveyard. So fine, I went in. What can I do? The custom is in general, we don't go in so long as our parents are alive. But most people do not have that custom if you don't know that you have that custom. So you should go. Kohanim do not enter graveyard. Kohanim do not enter the building where the deceased is. And that's why you'll see they set up outside. Rabbi Gon is a Kohen. He's going to be giving eulogy outside. On an ordinary weekday, the more eulogizing a person gets, the more honor it is for him. When one eulogizes, he has to be careful to stick to the truth. People very often exaggerate. And one is supposed to be truthful in the eulogy. When we eulogize a woman, out of respect to the woman, we try to make it a quicker eulogy, because women very often will have bodily fluids coming out, as do men. But for women, there are more fluids that can come out, and we don't want the body to be disgraced in front of everyone. So out of respect to the woman, we try to minimize the eulogies at the levaya procession, and people will add more during the period of mourning. People can always say other things. The eulogy today has to be shortened because it's a Friday. So on Fridays, unless the person is Talmid Chacham, we minimize the eulogy because people have to get ready for Shabbos. Same thing on special days like during Hanukkah or during Rosh Chodesh. But because Rav Uriel was one of the important Rabbeim here in the Yeshiva, so they won't minimize the eulogy because for Talmid Chacham we allow more to be said. Truthfully, in the Levi procession, once one has walked four footsteps following the corpse, the body, one has performed the mitzvah of Leviah. You don't have to perform more than that. Obviously, if every person is just going to walk four footsteps and then walk away and go back home, so then you're not going to have much of a Leviah. So if a person could, a person should accompany the body. It's considered a great mitzvah to carry the stretcher that the body is on, assuming you have the strength for it. Because that's called chesed shel emet. That's a kindness that's truthful. That's the one time a person can do an act of kindness that he never expects to get repaid for. That body isn't coming back to carry you. So that's historically, people would fight over that. They would always switch off because everyone wanted a section in that mitzvah. So it's considered a very special mitzvah. Obviously, a kohen cannot do it, and people would keep switching off because everyone would want a portion of that mitzvah. I was at Levaya a few months ago where the people didn't know much. So first thing that happened, I never met the person in my life. I come to the Levaya, they see a man with a hat and jacket. It's my grandfather's sister. It was my grandfather's sister. So they walk over to me and they say, "We want you to eulogize." So that was a little funny. I never met her. How am I going to eulogize? So I quickly called my grandfather and got information about what kind of person she was and what kind of life she led. And thank God I caught my grandfather in the United States, and I gave the only eulogy she got. If I wouldn't have given a eulogy, no one else would have given one, which was a little bit surprising. I mean, the kids should have said, arranged something or arranged a rabbi from the community, someone who knows the person is supposed to eulogize. But if you don't have that, so I said what I knew. I found out from my grandfather. And then when it came time to push the body, so the Chevra Kadisha was taking the body. And I looked around and I see her kids. And I tell him, "You don't want a portion of the mitzvah?" So he said, "No, it's okay, it's okay." I said, "Okay." I went and I grabbed it and I took the stretcher. I mean, they have it on wheels. They wheel it along. And I wheeled it all the way to the grave because they needed me there anyways. So why shouldn't I have the mitzvah? It's the greatest mitzvah. It's the mitzvah. That's chesed shel emet. So if you're at a place where no one else, no one's standing up to do it, you do it. Why not? Why should someone else get the portion of the mitzvah? After the Levaya, so after coming back from Levaya, one is supposed to wash one's hands. They say there's before we enter a building, before we enter a house, we wash our hands. You'll see outside they'll have pitchers with water, and they'll have the cups to wash. person is supposed to wash his hands. The custom is that near the building where someone passes away, we pour out all the water, the next three buildings, and that's only where a person passed away, because we say either as the Malach HaMavet went by, he dipped his sword in all the vessels of water and cleaned off the blood in there. So you look at your water, you're not going to see any blood, but we say it's not healthy. Or the other understanding as to why this custom evolved is because we say Motzidi Bahu Kesil. If you give bad news, you're considered a fool. A person shouldn't be looking to give bad news. Even if a person hears that someone passed away, you're not supposed to give that news over to other people. We had in our community a rabbi who I learned by, Rav Pesen, passed away. And my parents also knew him, but they moved to Chicago. So I'm there, I'm helping with the Vayit procession, and I'm there when they're mourning, and my parents don't know that the man passed away. So I told his wife, I said, you should know, my parents aren't going to call you to comfort you because they don't know your husband passed away. And she said, yeah, I know, you probably didn't tell them because that's the halacha. I know my husband did the same. The halacha is you don't tell people. So for months after he passed away, my parents didn't know because I'm not going to tell. You're not supposed to send people. You're not supposed to give bad news. So as a result, what they instituted in order that people would know someone passed away is that when a person passes away, all the houses next to that person, they pour out the water out the window. So if you suddenly hear people pouring out buckets of water out the window, so then you hear the sign, you understand that someone passed away. What? It's not the Pesach thing, right. Next to the deceased, we're not supposed to have our tzitzis out when we enter a graveyard or next to the deceased. Because we say that's like mocking the dead. They can't perform mitzvahs, and here we are. We're not supposed to say Divrei Torah next to the deceased. We're not supposed to perform mitzvahs next to the deceased. You should put your tzitzit inside, because chances are you might come near the body. When you go to Leviah, you should put your tzitzit inside, and certainly if you're going to enter the graveyard. When you leave the graveyard, there's a special blessing that we make. Usually it's printed outside the graveyard, in which we say how God judged these people righteously and will ultimately bring them back. And when we come back, we wash our hands and enter. The ancient custom is that the first 3 days only the closest relatives and closest friends come to comfort the people, to do nichum aveilim. Today people aren't careful about that. Logic would dictate, even if you don't have this custom, that a person should be careful about that, because the first 3 days are most difficult. The first day is most difficult, then the first three, and then the seven, and then 30, and then the year. When we comfort a person, so we have to sit there and let them begin the conversation. Let's go back for a second. When people come back from a levaya, the first meal has to be given by other people. It's called sudat avaa. The first meal that we give a person after he's lost a relative, after he comes back from burying a relative, his friends, his family, they have to prepare that meal. The person is not supposed to prepare his own meal when he comes back. And in that meal, we give the person things that are round, either bagels or lentils, things that are round, and so to speak, this symbolizes that it's a cycle in life. That's the way God created the world, and also symbolizes that sometimes better not to talk. It's like something's round, the circle is closed, but when a person's in time, when things have hit hard, so then we tell them, swallow. Now, just swallow it. I think they're beginning, so we're going to go to the Vaya. Are there any questions? So as far as having to go to the funeral, if it's a rabbi you gain from, so you owe it to him to go to his funeral. If it's someone of his stature, so ideally really a person should show up, just because out of respect to a person, he's supposed to have a certain number of people present at his funeral, and a person who's learned and taught as much as he has should really have that number. So what a person could do is show up for a few seconds and then leave. You don't have to show up to every funeral, but when it's ready, you're in the yeshiva, out of respect, the proper thing is at least to show up a little bit. You don't have to be there for 15 minutes, but to show up a little bit, just so that there'll be more people present. We say that a person who learned Torah and taught Torah, so then there's no limit to how much honor he really deserves at his funeral. Okay.